Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's go. Batter up. We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out.
All right, it's Dave in for Bob this morning. Baseball is finally coming back. Spring training 2.0, or make that summer camp, or is it summer training? Either way, I think we're all ready for some summer normal. When I think baseball, I go to my go-to guys, and that's Wayne Mesmer from the Chicago Cubs and the new voice of your Chicago White Sox, and that's Andy Mazur. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, hey.
Good morning.
Hey.
To quote a great one.
Of course.
How you doing, guys?
Doing okay. Doing okay. Andy's back in the big chair, man.
I love that. I jump up and down with delight. One of the best guys in the business.
Well, thank you, Wayne. I appreciate that very much. And I am still being confused for you everywhere I go, so I'm happy about that.
I like that, yeah. You and it used to be Charlie Steiner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that right? Okay, all right.
Yeah, we finally had a picture taken together at the ballpark one time just to prove that we were, even we may have been separated at birth, but, you know. I don't know.
Nice. You know, I mentioned earlier today in the show that it's gone to Andy's head a little. He told me in the hallway not to look at him directly in the eyes.
Yeah, I need my eyes for other things at this point, you know?
Yeah, it's tough when they go big time. Yeah, you know. He just turns. I mean, like a banana. One day it's beautiful, next day it's rotten.
That's so true.
Jeez.
Are you excited as we are, Wayne, about finally some summer baseball here?
I am. But it would involve me actually driving to the ballpark instead of just lounging around watching fish jump in the lake.
Right.
So I have mixed feelings. But, yeah, come on, let's bring it back. Just do it right. Do it carefully. And, there is that possibility that this experiment could turn sour, and I pray that it doesn't.
Yeah, you know, and I was thinking about this too. You know, as everyone's going back into churches and so forth, you're not allowed to sing because that is an issue. Mm-hmm. I assume that'll be a little bit different for you. Have they talked to you yet about getting back on the field?
Well, we haven't had the discussion yet, but think about it. I mean, even in the best of times when nothing is happening, nobody comes within 10 feet of me. Yeah. Sometimes 20 feet of me.
Yeah.
And perhaps I should shower before I go to the ballpark. But
yeah.
You know, so I've done social distancing for a long time. But, I mean, you know me and I know you guys. And we're handshakers, huggers, high fivers.
Yeah.
And it's going to be rough.
It's going to be different. Yeah, it's absolutely going to be different.
Yeah.
And not having, and you know, the other thing is, Andy and I were talking earlier, is about not having fans in the stands. You might be holding out for those screams from the rooftops at this point.
Well, it's really interesting because, you know, when I do sing, there's nobody helping you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no...
I suppose.
I sing without the organist. I sing without a music track. And, you know, So it's just me. Everything just stops. Whoever is singing, you know, the all attention is on the singer. And so you're standing there naked under your clothes. it takes concentration, you know. And quite often I'll close my eyes when I sing. I think more than not. Just because I'm number one, living in such an attitude of gratitude that I can still do it, mm-hmm. and two, that I have the opportunity to be there, you know. And it's so, you know, the no fans won't bother me that much. I mean, in terms of just the anthem itself.
Yeah, at the end of the anthem, though, there's a big buildup, obviously, at the end, and that really gets you riled up for that first pitch. And
yeah, maybe someone will, you know, one of the however many hundreds or few thousand that are there, someone will holler, yay.
I hope so. From your perspective, Andy, like, is there going to be exhibition games? Like, is there going to be, like, as they're getting back into summer training, so to speak? I mean, are we going to see some other games happening before the season starts?
Yeah, there's been talk about regionally playing some exhibition games, you know, Brewers, Cubs, in that area for the White Sox. So, you know, I would think that they'd have to, because you can only do so much in summer camp and getting ready for the game action. And there's nothing better than, you know, getting ready for actual games with playing exhibition games. At least you get the feel for what it feels like again, because they haven't been in a game since March 11th. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Wow. That's it. I never even made it out there. I had a bunch of gigs here early March, and we were supposed to go out on the, I think, the 13th. Good timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, well, I guess we're not going.
Yeah. But like for everybody here, it just feels so odd that we're not talking about baseball, we're not going to the movies, and just it's just such a rite of passage. And I think I'm ready to settle for it, even if it's no fans in the stadium, that I could watch some fresh new baseball games. I mean, it's been fun. We've been watching, you know, Marquee and some other things just to keep up and watch some games. But, you know, to have something live is pretty critical. Andy, what's different with baseball this year? Like, what are some of the changes that they are going to make in that 60 days?
You name it, they've got to change, because the rosters are going to start at 30 men, and then it's going to go down to 28, and then it's going to go down to 26, and then back up to 28. The universal DH, you're going to see the DH in the National League this year. You're also going to see a weird rule at the end of nine innings. Extra innings is going to start for each club with a man at second base and nobody out. So it's going to be one of those. They've experimented with that rule on the low rungs of the minor leagues. And they say that the greater percentage of the games now end either in 10 or 11 innings because of that rule. And that's kind of what Major League Baseball is trying to get at here, because they don't want guys together for that long a period of time in the same space. They want to give people a chance to, you know, to get away and to distance themselves. So I think that was part of the reasoning for putting this rule into effect here for this season and this season only.
Do you anticipate any teams that will struggle or excel due to the nature of the season and the size of the season? Like, are some teams going to be just have a hard time with this? Or
I mean, teams that have injuries are going to be in trouble, because if you go on the 10-day disabled list, you're missing a sixth of the season already, and that's something you can't afford. You cannot afford, now, in a normal season, 162 games. If you have a bad April, you can rebound. I mean, last year's World Series champion after 50 games was 19-31. And the Nationals got hot in the second half and won the whole thing. So you never can tell. This is weird, because we always talk about baseball being the marathon, not the sprint. This is a 60-yard sprint to the finish, and that's pretty much what it's going to be.
Well, even the Mariners. Mariners started off, 19-2 or something?
They were red hot, yep.
They wound up losing, you know, over 90 games. Of course, you can go back to the Tigers of 84, 35-5. Mm-hmm. How'd you like to get that start?
That'd be nice. I think they, you know, kind of coast into the playoffs at that point. You know, you can kind of rest some guys. But, you know, it's weird, because, again, I think everybody's kind of at the same stage, because no one has played a game since March 11th, and no one has played a regular season game to this point. So the way that the lineups and the rosters are constructed is going to be a weird kind of a deal for both the general manager and the manager this year, too.
Now, what about
my turn to talk? Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I just unplugged my headphone.
Both of you just looked at me at the same time, for some ungodly reason.
But it takes so much time, I think, just to build up the season. I mean, you got to ramp up, and sometimes it's a 60-day ramp up, and it's over by that point.
Well, yeah. Tell the Nationals that from last year. I mean, they had won 19 of their first 60 games. That was it, and they rebound and they win the World Series. So I can see where a lot of people are questioning the legitimacy of the season, but I think that the many have said it best. If they're gonna hand out an award and a trophy at the very end of the season, it's legit. You're playing for something.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. I think the season is 162 is too many games.
I agree with that. I think you wonder too, Wayne, if the powers that be have already started discussing things, because the collective bargaining agreement, I believe, ends after the 2021 season. And there's been talk of schedule changing. There's been talk of realignment. There's been talk of the NL doing the DH full time. So maybe they've started talking about this stuff already.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Manfred Mann's got some ideas there.
Yeah, possibly. How's lake life treating you, Wayne? Because you've been spending a lot of time up there. I see some of the pictures you post on Facebook, and just getting up in the morning. It's just beautiful.
It's glorious. You know, you mentioned movie, and I love it. And I mean, it's like, well, what do you want to do? Let's go on a pontoon. Okay, you know, just hang out. I mean, I'm writing a lot. There will be a new book coming out in the fall.
Oh, good.
I'm working on an album, which actually I came into Chicago and did an interesting project of, it's a full orchestra that's on this thing.
Wow.
And we've got to do it one or two musicians at a time.
Yeah, right, I guess.
It's incredible how you can glue this stuff all together, and yeah. I'm pretty proud. One will be an original Christmas song that I can't wait to share with you.
Very cool.
You stay busy, and it's gorgeous. And if you don't watch news, I mean, there's nothing happening except paradise.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I got to tell you, I look forward to seeing you up at the lake, and I look forward to seeing you back on the field, pal.
Thank you. Same here.
All right. Good talking to you, Wayne.
Same here.
All right.
All right. Later.